Blog Talk Radio.
Rhythm one day at a time. I float like a butterfly, like ashes in the prime. I'm too hot to handle, but too cold to hold. I can't be dismantled, I'm too hard to fold. Bottom line, I'm unpredictable, undeniable, unbreakable. Hometown is the old. We team might in 17 seconds and counting. From colliding with the hook, that's gonna keep y'all bouncing. We got wood on the dance, we got wood on the wheel. We got wood to roll backwards, now all my smoke is yield. So feel, man. We go hard in the paint. We turn the lights off and pray it don't sink. Bottom line, we get those stacks with no salary cap, and we don't cut no slack, and we know
Ohio, Ohio, Ohio.
Break bread with certain hoes. Debating and they issued a gate of 75. I take 70 east to the bus that's on my right. I show you right, come stay tonight. C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S, where we keeping it tight. But God for life, we still survive. The scarlet and gray, and don't forget the white. I just begun, I'm 71. And in a couple hours, man, I'll be hitting 8 crawl. We gone to the next destination at last. Cleveland, Ohio, ho 216, you should know the map. Those Browns and those Indians and those Cavaliers. Ain't no need to fear, cause we be right
Ohio,
here.
So, Ohio.
Fighting society with joy it brings to me.
Joy that it brings, joy that it brings.
I'm a true Ohioan and we will always spread our wings.
The O, the H, the I.
Do it in the shower, do it in the bed. tonight.
I really don't do this, but tonight, baby girl, I'm gonna let you choose. How you want James Miller to do you? Provide your body with all the oohs and ahs you desire. So spread them thighs. Tonight, I'ma be your therapist to help ease your mind. So go on and lay down while I put it down. You would think I'm pushing weight the way I give you a pound. Love making sounds make the kiss last longer. All night hard, even I'ma put it on ya. And I work it well, like a worker that weld. Don't hold your tongue, I want you to yell. And if I smug, you go come on first. That's what I came to do, Mr. Put It On You. Girl, I'm here just for you. See, I works my number, all fresh cucumber. I give it to you winter, spring, fall, or summer. This is not a verse, I'm spitting all facts. I'ma treat your body like a car, all wax. See, now I'm in beast mode, do you good in beast mode. I should call you Dun Laundry, the way your body folds. And the way your body folds, had that monkey open. And I'ma give it to you good, baby, no joke.
Do it in the shower, do it in the bedroom. I'ma be your good tonight. Your body, body, my body, body, we gon' make me love tonight. We can do it in the shower, do it in the bedroom. I'ma be your bitch tonight. Your body, body, my body, body, we gon' make me love tonight.
Thank you. All right, you're live. Next to Blow Radio. What's going on, world? We need you to call in, 718-664-9115. What's going on? I have my host here, the host, the co-host with the most, should I say, Queen T. How are you feeling tonight, lady?
What's up? I'm feeling a lot better than last week. You know what I'm saying? I'm still a little sick, but hey, it is what it is. I'm ready for the show. I know you got a hot show lined up for the listeners. I know myself. Well, I'm co-hosting, but you know everything is scheduled and programmed by Mr. Lyrical Incision himself.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely happy that I have this opportunity to share with y'all. It's been an interesting week. It's been an interesting week. We have, I don't even know where to start. We have Rick Ross that we're going to talk about tonight, a little later on, about canceling shows in North Carolina. And I just want to know, was it really due to this promoter, Sean G, that he was talking about, or happened to be, or was it the Gangster Disciples that had sent out some online threats to let him know if he came in that area, there was going to be, I guess, more than a misunderstanding. But, you know, we'll come back to that. And we had the mall shootout, I'm pretty sure that everyone knew about. And we're also going to talk about 10 of the dirtiest cities in the United States. Could it be your city, possibly? I don't know. We'll find out. And also, we got a celebrity that I was looking at a couple of days ago who actually just turned 50, and she still looks good. Now, we got all of that and more coming up here. And also, we want to know what's going on with my audience. So I want you to call in 718-664-9115 and make sure that you press that 1 to go live and interact with us. Queen T, how's your week been?
Oh, my week's been super long. Like I said, I've been sick all week, so I just been chilling in the house. And I got this. I don't know if you ever heard of this. The show called Lost. I'm sorry if you can't hear me clearly. It's called Lost. It's a TV show, but I have it on Netflix, and I've been watching this the last 2.5 days, and I watched over 50 episodes already. Yeah, it's 45 minutes each episode, so, yeah, you do the math.
Damn, old TV junkie.
I know, I'm so addicted to it. If y'all have Netflix or anything like that, go and watch Lost. It's like this deserted island, they crash, and you know what I'm saying? They're all on an island and stuff, so it's real good, it's real interesting. So if y'all have a chance and y'all have Netflix, search that shit. I'm addicted.
I got a question. How many black people are on there?
Five?
Alright. Get out of here.
What?
Get out of here.
I'm just saying, there's no way. I'm thinking because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's crazy. And you know what I love about white people, man? This is what I have loved about y'all all my life. Y'all actually let us know, us black people know, what's safe and what's not. Because you guys are always the first to do it. Mountain climbing, all of that? Oh, hell nah. You ain't catching. I would go even far as roller coasters go. Like, I know a lot of black people like roller coasters, though, but we weren't the first one to do that shit. Not at all. Yo, I guarantee it was some white person who said, you know what? How can I get 400 feet in the air in 60 seconds and get a thrill out of that? That's exactly what's going on.
Do you like roller coasters?
Hell no, I hate roller coasters. You know what's so crazy? My fiance, she loves roller coasters. And every year, she wants to go to Cedar Point. And for people out in the Midwest, or pretty much all over, y'all know Cedar Point is it when it comes to roller coasters. And she's been going since a kid, so roller coasters are not anything to her. But as far as I go, listen, I even get to the third story of a stationary building, and I start to get butterflies and stuff like that. So, you know, she's like, every year, hey, let's go. In the back of my mind, I'm like, shit, not me.
What? OMG, Lyrical. You lost kudo points on that one. I just learned that.
I need to stay stationary, man. I'm telling you, listen, at the end of the day, there's nothing fly about seeing the car that you parked and you had to walk a whole half an hour to get to the park and you can see your car from 300 feet up in the air. No, it's just nothing is cool about that.
You're tripping. I don't know. I'm going to have to go with your wife one time. Like, yo, when I come back to Ohio, we're going to have to go. I will clown you, yo. Like,
you are more
that's crazy.
You are more than free to go along with her then, because I would love to find somebody to take my place every now and then. I just don't like them. I don't like them. But let's actually hop into a caller and see what's actually going on in the world and how they feel.
All right, and oh, if you guys are tuned in, you know what I'm saying, y'all want to go live with us at any time, press that 1. If you guys want to go live, press the 1, and that will indicate and let us know that you guys are trying to go live with myself, Miss Queen T, or Lyrical Incision himself. So if you guys are tuned in through the web and y'all want to call in, the number to call in is 718-664-9115. If y'all want to log into the chat box, y'all may do so at www.blogtalkradio.com/next2blowradio, and in that order.
Yeah, I got some. I got another interesting topic that we're actually going to talk about later on, since everybody wants to be rappers and, you know, entertainers. There's actually a real cool life behind that. And speaking of Netflix, I mean, I was watching Netflix, and this is what brought that whole situation up. Or the subject of, is that I was watching the documentary, and I think it was just called The Industry. That might have been it. And it was actually talking about how there's a hip-hop police that is actually trying to take the rappers out, and they constantly harass the rappers, or they're followed from city to city. And there was actually a 500-page book that had artists' real names, aliases, cars that was registered to them, addresses,
what?
Associates, all of that. Like the whole Murder, Inc. scandal.
Uh-huh.
The whole Murder, Inc. scandal. I mean, it was a lot of people that was tied up into that, and they even tried to tie the Murder, Inc. Drug scandal up until 50 Cent's shooting. The person who shot 50 Cent, he said all of that had to do, all of that had to do with the whole Murder, Inc.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was completely taken back. So, you know, rappers and entertainers out there, you know, are people who are aspiring to be rappers. It's not all glitz and glamour, and I hope a lot of you already knew that, but there is a side to this business that I don't think half of you even know about, let alone could possibly deal with. But we'll talk about that a little later on as well.
All right. I look forward to that.
You drop some knowledge. But also, there's actually a lot of submissions that I got in the email within the last 7 days, and I have heard a lot of good music. A lot of good music I'm excited about exposing. There's some real talented people out there. So I'm going to definitely put a couple of people on blast and let them know that the music is definitely hot and popping.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're a talented artist too as well, so don't forget about yourself.
I try not to. I feel like I took on this role in this job to actually get people exposed or get the real music back out there. Sometimes I do forget about myself. Sometimes I get so wrapped up in being a fake A&R that I do forget that I do music as well. You know,
all right. If y'all didn't know, Lyrical is an artist. So, Lyrical, before we get into the next step or whatever you got planned for the listeners, let everybody know, too, where they can find your music and all that stuff.
All right. Well, you can definitely find my music on YouTube. You can type in Lyrical Incisions. I just put a good hip-hop video out. It's called White Ninja, and the title is intriguing itself. I'm all about hip-hop. I was raised in the real hip-hop era, and I believe that this should always come back around. And I believe that hip-hop was actually supposed to be a learning element, and I feel like somewhere after the 2000s, we got lost in the matrix, and all we do is party and party and party. So, you know, any listeners that's calling out there, definitely want you to call in 718-664-9115. And if you could, let me know, like, within the last couple of months, what you actually learned off of music, because it's actually still supposed to be a learning element, and hip-hop I don't, sometimes I feel like it doesn't teach anything anymore. So I definitely look for somebody to prove me wrong. If I can get some callers to, they'll go ahead and press that one and let me know what you have learned from music. I mean, it could be a new word. It could be, you know, any type of random fact. Any type of random fact. But just let me know if you have learned anything. I feel like we are losing our way. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely let y'all think about that. And we're going to go into another song here. Actually, you know what, Queen? I'm going to have you pick it this time.
You going to have me pick it? Okay.
I'm going to have
well,
you pick
when
it
we
this
come
time.
Back
Ladies
from this
first.
Song, too, when we come back from this song, I want to give my input about, you know, what I learned from hip-hop and, or, you know, the stories and stuff like that. I got a little input on that as well.
It's
so.
Brush your teeth.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
All right, all right. You know, shout out to all the callers, all the different area calls, man. Make sure you follow myself at Miss Queen T, MZQUENT, at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2, and Lyrical Incisions at Lyrical Incision. Yeah. And make sure you follow us. Let us know you're tuned in. You know, hit us up on Facebook as well. Let us know you're tuned in and all that good stuff. Text us, whatever it is. Let us know you're tuned in. Get that, shout out, or if you guys want to go live and give your own shout outs, go ahead and press that one, like Lyrical Incision did say. But we're going to get into a track. I'm here trying to load some tracks right now, so bear with me. But let's go ahead and get into a song by my boy H Pocus 2. That's my boy Hocus Pocus. He hosts right here on Next to Blow Radio Wednesday night. And
here we go.
Here we go.
And there you have it.
Let me hit them with a beat one more time. You are now tuned in with Chinchilla Keep Up and Rock Productions.
The time changes just like the seasons. There's a time for love and a time for hate. A time for peace and a time for war. Who wants that drama? Want that war? Fully loaded, knock, knock, knocking down your door. See through metaphors, sharper than a metal sword. I hit him with that raw, homie, keep it at a four. But, naked, how my rhyme's so sacred. Now my time got taken, and I'm feeling at a loss. Roll him up, shake him while you trying to cupcake him. I can never phone fake, you niggas lost in a floor. No static boss, hold it in Jack Frost. The beat bang hotter than a volcanic frost. A tectonic plate trying to shift in the glow. The big earthquake about to make them explode. They need a safe place, trying to find a safe haven. The blackbird flies high, goes raving. Amazing how they all get prepared for the store. But how many are already ready for that war? War. War. Then I never okay. But those are the pastimes in present day. It makes your hair stand straight up like Medusa. How many y'all really ready for the future? You rather smoke weed? You rather smoke hookah? What you gonna do when the police shoot ya? Message from the rulers of the world that's trying to do ya. Hooters in Black Luka, MJ or Freddy Krueger, aka Batman, Big Ooga Booga. Live by the sword, die by the next shooter. This is all the fruit of the harvest, off of the juice of the carcass of about 1,000,000,003 black sheep. The earth shall be a possession of the meat. Until that day, I guess I never see sleep. Ever since I woke up, I never, ever, ever snored again. I've been chilling here, battling war. War.
Ready for the war.
How you feel?
Ready for the war.
Don't doubt it. ready for the war. Tip, ready for the war.
Who wants that war? Shout out to my boy Hocus Pocus. You know what I'm saying? That's that war track. Make sure you check him out. Hocus the number two.
All right, that's my man's in them. That's my man's in them.
Yep.
All right, let's see what we got. So let's let's go on to one of the next to the next callers. Calling from the 302. We got 302-743. Who is this and where are you calling from?
You got to make sure, did you click on their, good. 302-743.
It's Crystal Catalyst, Newcastle, Delaware. Stand up, shadowy in the building. Next to Blow, let's go. What up,
man?
What up, Lyric?
You was happening, baby?
What's
chilling,
up? Chilling.
Hey, man, I'm just sitting here vibing right now with my homegirl Bossy. We about to write some new tracks and hopefully get them delivered to y'all real soon.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. I ain't even mad at that. So what type of tracks y'all gonna plan on doing tonight then?
I don't know. Bossy, I'm gonna let Bossy handle that one.
Man, I don't even know. Whatever it is, it's gonna be a banger. No matter how it goes down.
That's what I like to hear. Yo,
whatever Easy writes to will influence some type of mode that we got going on. But whatever it is, it's going to be straight fire. Don't put no mess on top
of that. Straight fire. Yo, so we got, right now, man, I got this topic going on right now that I want y'all to comment on, though, because I feel like hip-hop has definitely lost its way within the last, I'd say decade, for real, within the last decade, as far as being an inspirational and an educational type of genre.
Right.
And I want to know, what have you guys learned, you know, whether it's a new word, you know, whether it's just any type of random information that you have learned from hip-hop within, I guess, the last year or just whenever?
Be real, because fake get exposed.
Say that again.
Be real, because fake get exposed.
Okay. Fake is definitely getting exposed. What about Ms. Bossy over there?
I honestly feel like I haven't learned anything from the recent hip-hop other than, you know, what's commercialized. Really, I don't feel like I've learned anyway the way that the old-school hip-hop, especially from the 90s and early 2000s, I just don't feel like I've taken anything other than what it's turned out to be, which is
a bunch of club music, huh?
I don't know. It's not real to me. It's entertaining, I guess, but nothing educational has passed through my ears, at least. I don't feel that way at all.
That is so sad. That's what we need to bring back. That's exactly what we need to bring back. So hopefully, you know, you take that as motivation in y'all session tonight and y'all come up with, I mean, it don't have to be, you know, it don't have to be like a, you know, sitting down in a classroom, but, you know, definitely always want to give some type of hint of something that somebody can learn from or take something from.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we, you know, always want to bring that back. But, yo, I definitely appreciate y'all calling in. Did y'all have any requests that y'all wanted to hear something?
Well, since I'm here and Bossy here, I know it's almost, it's pretty much the winter, but the summer's still ours, so we want to hear that summer's mine.
All right.
I got that loaded and ready, you know, if you guys want to go ahead and introduce the track.
All right. This is Crush the Catalyst, Bossy, Shadowy Representatives, and you listening to Summer's Mine.
Woohoo!
Looking like a star again, black beater, black jeans, fresh no cardigan. Too hot for that, but the girls a hot tie. They love it when I say yassa, poolside. Niggas getting so crazy, by four of them trying to have my baby. Fitting to get naked, sweating like the Congo. Beating on their booties like I'm playing on the bongos. Barbecues crashing as men as I can. Rock a show club, hop then do it again. Red bone glistening, she just blinging. Say I'm coming home with her, I'm like winning. Hit the block party, come on, come on. My whole hood rocking, just having a ball. Cause the summer ain't a summer till we make a snack. Cause it's our summer and we ain't giving it back, so
party all night, sleep till noon. Hit every party with my crew like
boom.
Work in the morning but I'm calling in sick. Tell all the haters get off my
woo.
Stop, stop, the summer is mine. Stop, stop, the summer is mine. Stop, stop, the summer is mine. Stop, stop, the summer is mine.
The summer is mine, yes, sir, the summer is mine. Got a stable of all silver dollars and dimes and it's blazing. Smoke like Cajuns, Ebony's, Ivory's, Ricans, Asians, new set from the job, fresh so clean, it's going down, something with my team, frostbite hockey, nobody can stop me, shorty get bench press, nobody spot me, big bill fly, team Pelican, now tell me, who does it better than the shadowy team, fresh like Listerine, shorty with a booty, walk so mean, Mr. Entertainment, I'm Fred Astaire, all my bedrooms got bedrooms, sexy affair, and I'm bad to the bone. Shorty loving my tone, so the question is, who won't take it home?
Party all night, sleep till noon, hit every party with my crew like
boom.
Work in the morning, but I'm calling in sick. Tell all the haters get off my
woo.
Stop, stop, the summer is mine. Stop, stop, the summer is mine. Stop, stop, the summer is mine. Stop, stop, the summer is mine.
Hey ladies, what it is? And didn't you miss me? Well, I'm back now. Let me get summer all dizzy. Shadowy now, but coerced to the table. Me and Dee Dee still sitting at the table. We gon' keep it jumping for the masses. Keep it blazing, night in the ashes. Looking for a summer anthem? This is your song. You ain't feeling like us? Sing along.
Oh, it's summertime and we feel.
Right.
Yeah, I love that track. What you think about that track? Lyrical?
Yeah, I think I'm over here burning up, though. It definitely brought the summer back in the middle of winter.
In the middle of the winter.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I love it. Shout out to Shadow E, you know what I'm saying, out in Delaware, Crush. Shout out to him. What were you going to say?
Yeah, the man is doing the thing right now. The man is doing the thing right now. We definitely got to get him. You know what? I'm going to do a collaboration with him pretty soon. I already see that coming. Cause I like the way Crush do his thing.
That's what it do.
Yeah, I like the way Crush do his thing. Yes, ma'am. So, listen, what I need to express to y'all, what I definitely need to express to y'all right now is I've seen, guess who's turning 50? Guess who's getting ready to turn 50?
Let me know.
All right, listen. Is this an emergency right here? All right. So, Vanessa Williams. Have y'all seen Vanessa Williams as of lately?
No, I have not.
Okay, listen. This lady is turning 50 years old, and she can still get it. Do you understand me? She can still get it. That lady, yo, she has been around probably since I was, man, I probably still had to be putting on Pampers and stuff at the time. You know what you're saying? She had albums to come out back in the, I want to say early 90s, late 80s.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And she is fine as hell. And she is fine as hell. She can still get it. There's a couple of other people as well who are turning 50 that have seen an article on, and I mean they are still looking good as well. There's another Vanessa Williams. I don't know if y'all remember the movie Candyman?
Yes.
All right. Now you remember the little boy's mom that had got slaughtered all over the place. The little boy's mom, and she was going nuts.
Yeah,
her name is Vanessa Williams, too, and she was just, you know, she just turned 50 as well, and she's still actually looking foxy. Now, when you think about her in Candyman, you say, oh, nah, that ain't gonna happen, but you definitely, you know, there's some other pictures, matter of fact, because she was in Soul Food, the little TV show, the series, not on a movie.
Uh-huh.
She was definitely looking good as well. But both of those ladies are getting ready to turn 50, and I'm telling you, I just have to definitely give it up to them. And for the ladies out there, you gotta listen, hit them on Twitter, do whatever you need to do, but find out how you can preserve your age like that. I mean, when I seen them, it was all type of little fireworks going off in my head. That's just how I felt. As well, I'm going to go over right now the 10 dirtiest cities in the United States of America. Y'all ready? Now, I'm going to actually just break it down. I'm going to give y'all five first and then the other five later on. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, this doesn't necessarily...
Here we go. Wait, are you doing number 10 and down, and then are you leaving number one for the last?
Oh, yeah,
are
leaving
you doing
number
it?
One for last. Oh, I'm definitely leaving number one for last. Definitely leaving number one for last. All right, so check this out. Number 10, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Congratulations, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for being the 10th dirtiest city in the United States. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that...
Okay, wait. What's the definition of dirty? Like, dirty as in what? Like, polluted, you know, streets nasty, or the people, or what's the definition of dirty?
All right, now, the definition of dirty. Now, this is what we're going to get. The definition of dirty doesn't necessarily mean that every 5 or 10 steps that you take that you're going to find a cup or a pamper just out in the middle of the street. Now, dirty actually means that it is just what you said, polluted and, you know, polluted and smog and just overall just crowded. And it does have a little something to do with that pamper that's just on Main Street for no reason, right? But, yeah, those are the categories, or that is the category that actually fell up under dirty, or the definition, should I say, dirty. So, as well, number nine is going to be Stockton, California. And I'll tell you something about this list. You had about...
What?
You had about six. You got about six cities out of this lineup that were in California. What does that say? What is that saying about California, y'all? All right.
Wait. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. There's six dirty cities in California?
Yeah, exactly. The list consists of 10, and six of those 10 cities are in California.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Don't move to Cali. Don't move to Cali.
Don't move to Cali. You're gonna run into that. You're definitely going to run into a whole lot of that I don't want it in my life. So number nine is going to be Stockton, California, followed by San Jose, California. We got New Haven, Connecticut, believe it or not. Even Connecticut is dirty. Is that where
– Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's barely on the map, so it's barely there. So the whole state must be just dirty.
The whole state of Connecticut is only like 9 streets long anyway, and then you're going to fall right into the ocean.
I wonder, is that bigger than Delaware? I know Delaware is small, but yo, Connecticut? I don't know.
Connecticut, though, it's like, I'm telling you, like, it is that small. Like, if you even fall over, you're going to be right in the water. That's it. So what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I'm gonna just give y'all the fifth one right now is Riverside, California again. I don't even know where that is.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, I ain't heard of that either. But yeah, Riverside, California, man. So well, I'm gonna definitely give y'all just a little preview of the five, and we'll come back a little later on with the other five dirtiest cities in the United States.
Yo.
And you know what I want,
you know,
man?
What's crazy? Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. You know what I want, man? I'm all over the place tonight, though, but I actually want some R&B singers to call.
Ooh, I got an R&B track I can load, though. I got my homeboys, Mo Trey, out of St. Louis. I mean, I wish they would call it, though.
I mean, because I'm in a laid-back mood tonight. And I would definitely enjoy some R&B in my future.
Okay, well, you know, Miss Queen T, DJ Miss Queen T over here on the ones and twos. No, I'm playing. I got some R&B tracks. I'll lace you guys with like one or two tracks or whatever, and then we'll come back to the listeners, to the callers. But you know, I want to put my pick in for the top one, dirtiest city.
What you think? What you think is going to be the doctor?
I don't know. I don't have the list, so y'all may think I have the list in front of me, but I don't have the list in front of me. So I would have to say New York, somewhere in New York.
Yo, I would have thought that. I will put that as my number one as well. I'll definitely let y'all know. Now, when's the last time you've been out to New York, Queen?
I have never been out to New York before, but, you know, just, you know, from, you know, the word of mouth and all that and everything, so. But
hey,
also, you know what, another thing I heard, Cleveland was dirty too, so I don't know. I guess you know what I'm saying? So we gonna have to see. We're going to have to wait and find out, you know what I'm saying? So after these messages, I'll play after this couple songs, we're going to pick. We gonna get back to the top five because I'm kind of curious over here. So,
yeah, New York.
I wish we could make some bets over here, but Lyrical would cheat because he got the list. So,
yeah, exactly. You don't want to do that with the maker. Don't want to do that.
Let's go ahead and get into this track by my boy Mo Trey featuring Ebony Eyes. The name of this song is Crush.
We can get it done tonight. Look at me, I make they mouth drop. Everybody stand still like time stop. Watch how they go from my pretty face to below my waist, wanting to participate. Kid is straight. I tell the mother dudes to go on, cause I'm turned on, smelling you with your cologne on. Little black dress with my my heels and my thong gone. Backbone slipping, tell the DJ throw my thong gone.
I stepped up in the club half blowed with my stunners on.
Ooh, and y'all they talking about it.
Ooh.
much I love you, girl. Then will you share your world with me? We can be in love. Oh, if you knew how much it turned me on, then will you write a song with me? This what I gotta say, baby. Can you be my baby? If you be my baby, you should be my baby. Can you be?
Was he actually trying to kill those, you know,
nah,
three people?
This actually just said that, I mean, he had just went on a rampage. He had killed Cindy Yulee, who was 54, and Stephen Forsythe, who was 45. And I think these were actually just people who woke up one day and just said, I want to go shopping. And unfortunately, just sometimes you never know. You never know. And the lone suspect on there, yeah, and the lone suspect, he was only 22. His name was Jacob Roberts.
Yeah, all that shooting and stuff is getting out of hand. I don't know if y'all remember, but, you know, when the Columbine happened, that happened, and then a few years later, another high school shooter had happened, and that's where I'm actually from. So I experienced it, you know what I'm saying? But I think some leads to everything, you know what I'm saying? So I know the shooter, and, you know, I went to 7 different funerals in less than 4 days, so.
That's rough.
I had to deal with that back in, you know, junior high. So it's crazy. It is getting out of hand, you know, with the movie theater and all the other stuff. You know, it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, so like I said, man, I want to send my condolences out to, everyone who was involved in the shooting. And actually, you know, you didn't even have to be wounded by a physical bullet to actually be scarred for life or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But I definitely just wanted to shine some light on there and just let them know that they're definitely in our prayers. So, as well, guess what? I have a big, big, big announcement. And I don't even think I even ran this by you.
Oh, Lord. See how he be doing me, y'all? Oh, my God. I am not prepared for this.
All right. So, check this. All right. So, check this out. I was thinking the other day that what we need to do, we need to bring the lyric game back to hip-hop. As many would agree, and the conversations that we had last week was just letting us know that a lot of people are missing that element in hip-hop. I think we've been partying and partying. It's not to take a shot at anybody's music. You know, we still need party music. But like I said, I feel like we are losing touch with the real essence of hip-hop. And a lot of people definitely agree with that. So I was thinking, and then this happened. I was like, let's do a Hot 16 Thursdays. Let's do Hot 16 Thursdays. I want people to start calling up and give me their best 16 because we had, I believe his name was Heem, my man had called in last week, and I had him spit a Hot 16, and I was like, I need more of that. I need more of that. The world needs more of that. So that's what we're going to start doing in a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll definitely let you know that that's definitely, definitely on its way to come. We're going to have Hot 16 Thursdays. And
all
what
right.
And what we're going to do, we might even have some prizes and some opportunities for the winners. And I'm going to get all of that together on how we're actually going to judge this. But, yeah, definitely go tell somebody and tell somebody and slap somebody and tell somebody then that we're actually going to have some Hot 16 spitters who are going to be coming up here very, very, very soon. So, you know, as well, that's my big news right there.
All right. Let's make some calls and see what they got to say.
Yo, what you think about Hot 16 Thursdays, or is that even a corny name? Should we have better names? Should we have a better name for the Hot 16 Thursdays? Let's go ahead and take a caller. I want to take this caller from the, let's see, I guess from the 614-530.
Call us 614-530.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy C-No. What's good, Lyrical?
Oh, boy. Yo, it's trouble in the building, man. C-No, what's going on, man?
Man, sitting here back in the studio, you know, trying to work on that new mixtape, man. Calling in, trying to hear some good music. Need some inspiration, man.
I know that's right. So I got to speed it up for you in a little bit, though. But what do you think about the Hot 16 Thursdays?
I like that, man. I like that. Hot 16 sounds good. I like that. That fits.
Okay. All right. Now, do you really think that people are going to deliver? You got something? Wow. You got a preview that you want to go ahead and do right now?
I
like to put people
this.
On blast.
Yeah, you know you do, man. Every time, man. All right, I got this. Alright, I'm gonna go with now see, my mama told me growing up, boy, you can't be no chump if it really need be. Going through your fist on up. I gotta fight for the right to be the man I need to be. Gotta protect my family, cause that's the man they need of me. Had no doubt they doubting me, but careless what they think of me. Please feel free to hate on me, just look at the man that's made of me. One thing you can bank on, see, I'm always gonna be doing me. As far as all your eyes can see, that's damn well what I plan to be. See, I will not stop until I die, then I'm hustling in the sky. Deuces up when I'm flying by, blunt roll tight so I'm getting high. I do my thing with these words I sling, man, it's fucking beat it bangs. When I'm gone, it won't be the same, that's why I'm trying to engrave my name in this hip-hop rock that's at the top of this mountain that I'm climbing, man. Never will I be ashamed of the cause that life has dealt my hand. It's always going to be my way, or I'll fly away and come back another day.
Oh, boy, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there.
That's
what I'm saying. Hey, these hot 16s, they're definitely going to keep coming. They're definitely going to keep coming. Yo, so, hey, we actually got some submissions from C-Note that we actually going to listen to a little later on. Hey, I'm a fan of this guy, man. We got the song called This Is My Life that I actually can't wait to premiere on Next to Blow Radio. But, yo, C-Note, Definitely appreciate you calling in, man. This is like everybody in the studio tonight, ain't it, Queen?
Hey.
Everybody in the studio. I know, right?
So that means when these people are in the studio, they can be in the studio making us radio drop. How about
that's
that?
I need that. So, yeah, while you in there, go ahead and get that Next to Blow shout-out going. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely appreciate you calling in and supporting that. And we got This Is My Life coming up from C-Note here in a little bit, man. Yo, so big ups to you, man.
Yo, big ups to you, L.I., man. Yo, you know I'm your number one fan. I got to tell you, I was listening earlier, man. Do not ever forget yourself. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that because you're the one that's leading the way, homie. You the one.
There it go. Hey, salute all the way, baby.
You know it, man.
All right. So, yo, let's get into the next. I guess the next caller that we have is going to be coming out of the 336-288.
Hold on one second. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
Absolutely.
Yo,
hey.
What up?
Yeah, how y'all doing? My name is Cuzzo, and I'm Next to Blow. Shout out to Queen T. Magassier, the hardworking women behind the men.
I know that's right. Cuzzo, what's going on, man? How you live?
Not much. Over here trying to run a show at the same time. That
damn,
shit crazy.
Man.
Queen, you better glad I like you if you wouldn't have sent them butt naked pictures so I wouldn't have called in.
Ooh.
Hey, that's
I'm
what's up. Yo, what you got going on right now? Let us know what you're tuned into.
I'm tuned in to Blast Your Thoughts Radio with your boy, Dope Ass Music, and Mr. Blast Simmons himself.
What? Dope's on the air right now? I didn't know Dope was doing Thursdays.
Man, Dope finna turn around and he might just do all the motherfuckers. Dope,
I hear that.
He network with so many different artists. Like on Monday, you know, we can turn around and talk about stuff that grown-ups do in the bedroom when the door's closing. You done, what that boy say, pop the molly and be sweating.
All right. Yo, me myself personally, I like shooting the club up. You know what I'm saying? I like shooting the club up. Hey, that's my man. Hey, listen, my man Charlamagne, man. My man Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club, yo, he said that and I lost. So I was like, yo, what does he mean by shooting the club up? I thought we was talking about lovemaking. And he was like, yo, shooting the club up is basically ejaculating in your woman, man. Just going raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, unprotected sex is the best sex, man.
Only if you got a woman that you're going to be unprotected with.
Hey, some people do. Hey, I guess that's what some people agree to. I mean, I agree to it, but, you know.
Wow.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. Hey, as Dope would say, ain't nothing wrong with being a Thundercat. Fuck them hoes.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, real quick, because I want to ask you something, man, because this has been on my mind, and I need to ask my callers, man. So recently, you know, Rick Ross had canceled some shows out of North Carolina.
In North
right?
Carolina, that's why.
All right. And, now you said.
Ain't that where you at? Ain't that where you at, Cuzzo?
Already.
Oh, so was you one of them goons on the YouTube?
Oh, no. I don't promote violence.
Hey, man, listen.
But at the same time, if you listen to the music that these people put out there, Yo Gotti and stuff like that, they already let you know which states and which cities not to go to. So for him to turn around, that's just crazy. And then
right.
he canceled the show in Greensboro and Charlotte. And then he's supposed to be doing a show in out Midwest or West Coast. I was like, wow.
So let me know this, because according to Rick Ross, he said that this was because of the promoter Sean McGee. Like, the money wasn't right. He was saying that checks needed to be cut, and Sean McGee wasn't handling his business. Now, do you think that's fact or fiction? Do you think it had something to do with the promoter or the fact that the Gangsta Disciples and posted them shit up and said, I was going to kill you?
That's one of them catch 22s, because I ain't never seen nobody, you know what I'm saying, when you promote for stuff and you turn around and do it 2 months in advance, ain't no way in hell paper can't be writing, checks can't be cut, especially when you're supposed to be boss status. So, like, for him to turn around and cancel them shows, they need to turn around and have clauses to where they got to cancel them shits a month in advance, because people was ready to go see that shit. Then you turn around and he don't show up. That shit crazy.
Yeah. What is
and
that?
And then Buddy turned around and he was in Georgia and moved to North Carolina before the shit started. So that's kind of crazy. So it's one of them catch 22s. I don't know who's telling the truth, but time gonna tell.
Time gonna tell, huh? So I mean, what would you say? What would you say? Like, all this boss talk, you know, all this boss talk that Rick Ross does over the years. Like, do you really think that True Colors are starting to show?
Oh yeah, it's only like you said, you can only lie so much, and you can only do so much before, you know what I'm saying, shit turn up. Like, what's that, Milli Vanilli? They did good in the beginning, everybody was on them until, you know what I'm saying, people find out they were faking flogging.
You know what I'm saying, because I think I would have more respect. Hey, listen, I would have more respect for people, not saying that he's lying, though, but if that was just the case, I would just have more respect if he just came out and said three words like, these niggas crazy.
Exactly. Instead of saying this boss and this, that, and the third. And I don't understand too many of the rap people who turn around and talk that kind of way. And then when you turn around and see them, they don't have, like, the people in the hood they grew up with or people that they hang around, but they have police officers. So it's like, wow.
Oh,
you're a gangster,
you're
but
to.
you pay the police, so you might as well.
All right, that's what I'm. Whoa, that's what that dude. Right. So yo, I'm saying though, like, every time that Ross come on now, though, that's all I want to hear, man. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah, because like he a boss. What's the click? Triple C. Yeah, he should go on tour with a school bus full of them niggas.
I want to see
people really talk about, live what they talk about on their raps. He talk about being a boss. Hell, go on tour, do all your tour dates and everything. Take your goons with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Yo, I definitely appreciate you, Cuzzo, for calling in, man, letting us know what's really, really good. Cause we need to get some. We need to definitely get some other opinions as well. Yours is definitely taken. It is definitely taken.
Appreciate you for having me. Thank you, Queen T.
Thank you, Boo. Tell Dope I said hi. Tell Dope I said hi too. I'm sorry that I can't call in. We're running at the same time.
Look, you can turn around and pick up your other phone and put it on mute right quick while it's on playing like I'm doing.
This is actually what we're talking about. We're going to get her a Plan B phone too.
Yes, that's what we were talking about right before the show. I was telling Lyrical I needed a second phone. I mean, see, thank you, Cuzzo.
Already.
There you go. Go ahead and shout out your radio, man, one time, just so everybody would know.
Okay, you can turn around and follow us at Blast Your Thoughts. You can follow us at Blast Your Thoughts on Twitter, or you can just check us out on BlastYourThoughts.com. Hey, we network, man. Queen T, Magassier, it's a lot of us that turn around and we for the indie people.
Yep. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio too, man. JR Smooth Vibe. Shout out to so many out there that we network with, and hey, we doing it for the artists. That's what we're doing it for. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, we're gonna actually, man, if I could, I'm gonna have a request now to Queen T before we then we're gonna take this song in and get into the next caller. Let me go ahead and have you pull up that C note, This Is My Life, though, because I'm in that mood right now.
All right. Well, I got it ready and loaded. I got it. This Is My Life. I'm going to go ahead and bring him back in so we can request this. Army, introduce the song for the listeners.
Yo,
C-Note,
you good again?
What's up?
Yo.
C-Note.
All right.
Yo.
All right, yo, it's your time to shine, baby. Yo, let the world know your name and how they can find you on Twitter or Facebook, and then go ahead and introduce that song.
Yo, what's good, world? It's your boy, C-Note, 614 Columbus, Ohio, repping up, man. You can find me on Facebook with C-Note. You can find me on YouTube at I Am C-Note 614. Listen to my music, share my music, listen to my homies' music, share their music. This is my track, This Is My Life off my mixtape, Motivated Mind State.
On the rise, E&T. Let me tell you about my life, a little bit of where I've been. Maybe how I'm out here trying to meet these ends. I never really had a chance to be a real kid. I had to make up all the shit that my daddy never did. Hey, you getting to be your father, you was never around. That's about the time I learned what it was to be down. Blue flag hanging, but it wasn't for me. Seeking all my homies dying, never getting no cheese. Got my mama dropping tears, cause she's scared for me. So I had to drop the flag, cause I wasn't a G. Steady chasing paper, that's the life for me. I'ma do it with my mouth, man, never pushing keys. Always try to stop my hustle, but they never succeed. Ain't no girl in the world, got my mind on freeze. And whoever's trying to stop me better get out of my way. I've been through too much shit to kill my hustle today. But you're hearing all my words, they're coming straight from the heart. And you notice I was being jumping off from the start. Mama needed help, so I played my part. Helping raise my little brother, now that kid's so smart. Little homie going to college, now we making the way. Made a mistake, got a baby on the way. But that's okay, Caleb, cause I'm holding you down. Cause I'm your big brother and it's what I'm about. This is my life, through all the pain. Still I find a way to steady maintain. Roll another L and take a hit to the brain. Think about the past, but I don't have no shame. This is my life, look what I've become. Now I'm a man, I feel like I have won. A chance to redeem myself and let the real shine through. And I'ma take that chance and that's exactly what I'ma do. No bragging and boasting, I don't talk no clout. Y'all know that I'm down, so why you got so many doubts? Y'all know I ain't lazy, I don't even own the couch. Cause I'm out in the streets, trying to show what I'm about. Gotta keep my hustle moving, making sure my money long. Writing all these rhymes, making sure my music's strong. I'ma keep doing it till the day I'm gone. Grab a hold of the mic, now I'm singing my song. Man, I'm letting tears go when they're going full blown. The paper's soaking wet and I'm only halfway through the song. My girl's calling my phone, like, when you coming home? Baby, give me a minute, I'm trying to kill this song. See ya. This is my life, through all the pain. Still I find a way to steady maintain. Roll another L and take a hit to the brain. Think about the past, but I don't have no shame. This is my life, look what I've become. Now I'm a man, and I feel like I have won. A chance to redeem myself and let the real shine through. And I'ma take that chance and that's exactly what I'ma do. Keep my mind motivated, that's how I'ma do it. Anything less than great, you know that I refuse it. I open up my mouth and the vocals start to lose it. Add a sick beat and now we making real music. Man, I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm reaching for the top. And I dare somebody to try to come and make me drop. Put a lock on the game and the key is in my stomach. If I haven't won yet, then I'm not far from it. Man, as much as like a track meeting, you know that I'ma run. Sweet running kicks, so the wholesome I be stunting. Give me a chance to prove myself it ain't nothing. Call up all my haters, tell them all that I be coming. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. You hear me? That's the shit I'm talking about. That's hip hop to me right there. I don't know what other people call it, but that's hip hop. I'm actually a fan. I'm a fan of shit like that. When I heard that, when he had submitted it to me, I was like, yo, that right there, that's going on. that's going on.
Yes,
I'm hyped. Sir. I'm hyped to present. I'm hyped to present music like that. That's my type of music right there. Like, ain't no balling, ain't no, like, this is real live testimonies and stuff. It's things I get hype off. I feel like I just met him and I just was formally introduced to him listening to that record. I know some things about the dude now.
Shout out to Speed Note. Make sure y'all hit him up. What did he say his Twitter name was? I am Speed Note 614.
Yeah, something like that. You know what? It's a $100 bill. At Twitter at a $100 bill. I guess you'll try to find C-Note that way.
That's what's up. Yo, you want to get into another caller?
Yeah, let's get into another caller, man. Let's see here. You know what, man? I'm gonna have to upgrade. This is crazy.
You want to get on? Let's go ahead and get into the 323. I know who this is. But let everybody know who this is.
I what it is, like, good people, party people in a place to be. You rocking with the best. You already know. Next to Blow Radio, what's happening? It's your boy Hocus Pocus, a.k.a. DJ No Good. No motherfucking good. And y'all already know I'm Next to Blow. What's happening, like?
Hey, that's what it do. What's up, Hocus?
Hey, what it is? I'm on my way back from this little walk to the liquor store. I had to go get me a couple switches, you know, about to roll something up. Feeling good, feeling great. How are you?
Well,
hey, Hocus.
I'm feeling okay. Oh, what? What was that? Lyrical?
Hey, Hocus.
Yo, what's going on with you, bro? How you feeling now?
Hey, that's me on your other end about the weed. Hey.
Yeah. Man, I just got some of this Jack Fella from the medical shop. You know what I'm saying? It smells so good, so tasty too. So I can't wait to put that in the air. You know?
Is that the stuff that grew underwater? Is that official?
Yeah, definitely some hydro. You know what I'm saying? It's official, like a referee with a whistle. You know what I mean? Medicated lifestyle out here in California. I got my 420 friendly card, so I stay medicated. You know, feeling good, feeling great.
You know what? The first time, I cannot wait. When that shit is legal in Ohio, you'll hear, I'm telling you, you will actually hear about 200,000 people that just all at the same time.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Y'all need to make some investments. Well, I was going to say Hostess, but they went bankrupt. But Lil Debbie's and all the little snack foods and shit, especially if you're in Washington or Colorado, because they legalized marijuana, you feel me? So people are going to be getting their munchies on, you feel me? Y'all need to make some investments, put some money in the stocks, you know what I'm saying, with all the little snack food companies, for real.
Hey, listen, my man is thinking about that almighty dollar, right?
I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to get some of them before they start printing them. You feel me?
Hey, y'all need to listen to my man Hocus Pocus, man, because I'm telling you, y'all time. Hey, listen. That is a wonderful idea. That is a wonderful, wonderful idea. Listen, my man is thinking ahead of the game.
Seriously, man. There's too much money out there, and we need to go capitalize on it and get it before they start printing these dollars up. You know what I mean? They keep on saying that the country is going broke, but they're still building new shit. So I don't believe that. I want to get this money before they start printing it up, because in a minute they're going to be only giving it to the rich folks. So fuck that. Let's go get it.
Oh, man, listen. So I'm about to get real deep with y'all, though, because it's funny you say that. How is America going broke, though? But I know that they had billions and billions of dollars. Look, I'm getting ready to crack some heads. Billions of dollars that they done got from the quote-unquote war on Iraq. How are we really broke?
Man, you could put a T in front of that and make it trillions, because it's too much money out there. It is, and they're making money every day, and all they do is print up new bills. But they're telling us we broke because they want to keep us in poor spirits. They want us to stay broke. That's why. They want us to believe that it's no money no more, so we just got to live with what we got. Fuck that. I want it all, goddamn it. Brand new socks and drawers, all that.
You heard me?
You feel me, though?
Yeah, so they made so much money off of that, it's ridiculous, man. So I don't want to hear about us being broke or anything like that. However, though, you know, big ups to Hocus, man. My man is thinking about that money. That man is thinking about that money right now. That's what I like to hear.
Lyrical, first of all, Hocus, I want to get into another one of your tracks. We played War earlier. But yo, Lyrical, back to them top dirty cities. You know, Hocus is in Cali. Hocus is in Cali, so you know what I'm saying. Let him know about Cali.
Hey, I you know, they got four cities, but none of them cities is mine. You feel me? I'm in Los Angeles, and luckily, Los Angeles, I don't think they made the top 10. I'm not sure how the top 20 went, but I was up on that on Yahoo a couple days ago. I think Fresno and Bakersfield and some other shit. Damn, they tripping on that smog, man. They can't breathe. They need to just smoke my weed. That's all.
And I think those clouds are only gonna get thicker though because y'all done legalized the marijuana there. That's how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? But the last five top cities, man, listen, California has a fucking problem. Okay? Period. They have a problem. We have the last couple of cities we got Modesto, California.
Uh-huh.
We got Bridgeport, Connecticut. Look, Connecticut made it again.
Okay.
The third dirtiest city, we got Philadelphia. Philly, go take a bath. Like, yo, you got so much dirt in Philadelphia. Let me not talk about them, though, because they got real gangsters there, and they shoot. Period. Yo, number two, we got Bakersfield, California again. Oh, California made it yet again, huh? Sorry.
Yet again.
Sorry.
I'll tell you something, too. No disrespect to anyone in Bakersfield, but I've been up there before, and you know what? They mall is popping, but that city is dirty than a motherfucker. It's a dirty place, so that's all it is dirty and packed and shit. But I ain't gonna lie, I went to the Bakersfield Mall. That motherfucker was packed. I ain't never seen that many people in the mall before, and it wasn't even like the holiday time. It was like on a Wednesday or some shit. And you feel me? That shit was popping, though. So shout out to Bakersfield. Just clear our shit up.
Now, clean that shit up. And we got the number one dirtiest city in America. You guys are ready for this one? Fresno, California.
God damn.
Fresno, California. You know what? Miss Queen T, she had some money on New York. And I won't even disagree. New York was a safe bet for the simple fact I went to New York, and it might have been a bad time to actually judge them, but I went to New York New Year's Eve, right before the ball dropped, in Central Park. And so I'm walking around Manhattan, and I got to say, that is dirty as shit. That is dirty as shit. I was walking all over everything. But it's, like I said, though, you got another probably 5 or 6 million people who are normally not there to be there. I think that's probably unfair. That's kind of like going into somebody's house after they didn't had a party and say, yo, it was dirty. So California, the whole state of California, damn it. Listen, after you smoke the weed that y'all can legally blaze, and I'm gonna keep dwelling on that though, because I'm probably a little jealous. However, take a fucking bath or something, wash the streets, stop driving so much, take the trolley carts like they have in what, San Francisco?
Yeah.
Take the trolley carts, do something, ride a bike. Ride one of those mall cop little things with the two wheels on it and shit. I don't know. Something has got to give. Got to clean up that place.
Man, gotta do that. But you know what? Niggas are too lazy to do all that. I ain't gonna lie. You know, that is not gonna happen. Especially like you said, after they smoke weed, they get too super lax and catch that itis. They ain't trying to do shit. That's the problem, though. Just get up and get out and get something. Clean up your damn city. Stop being lazy moochers, motherfuckers. Damn. For real. It ain't like you.
Right. Excuse me, I'm allergic to bullshit. See, that's what y'all need to do is go ahead and clean that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, before, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely appreciate you calling in, Hocus. Listen, before we get off here, man, I definitely have a hot subject that I also wanted to touch down with you about. You heard about the Rick Ross counseling shows in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
All right. Now, he said that it was due to the promoter. His name is Sean Gee. He said he wasn't setting things up right. We had some callers who called in and said, yo, the promoters, they do their job, and there was no reason to pull the shows. But then, the real reason, or it may be the real reason, is because there were some gangster disciples who posted up some YouTube blogs and threatened to kill homeboy over there in North Carolina, and all of a sudden the shows get canceled. What is your take on it? Was it due to the promoter, or was it due to the Gates of Disciples? And some people are portraying this boss image that they really shouldn't. Go ahead.
You know what? I think, well, definitely sometimes promoters don't be on their job, because I've actually had a show get canceled before the day of. So, you know what I'm saying? It does happen. But I'm not on the level of Rick Ross. So being Rick Ross, he should already have the right promoters and shit. He shouldn't be canceling his shit. I think it was definitely because the GD, you know what I'm saying, got at him through YouTube and whichever other way they might have got at him. And he was fearing his life. But at the same time, shit, why would you go out and do that shit if you think you're about to die? Fuck that. If I already know these niggas is threatening me about to kill me, if I'm not really about it, I'm not going to do it. So that just shows he's not really with the business like he talked about. That's all it is. If he was a real gangster, a real boss, he wouldn't have did that shit anyway. He would have had on his vest. He would have had to make a double extra wide vest for him. But you know what I'm saying? He's going to still watch his show because he still has fans. He still has fans that wanted to see what he was going to do. But now he just, you know what I'm saying? That was kind of fucked up. And I think it was definitely because he was scared. Don't be scared, though.
See, that's Rick Ross' heart beating right there when it was like, yo, should we pull the plug? Should we pull the plug, Rick?
Man.
What should we do? What should we do, Rick? And he's, you know what I'm saying? That's either that or that's him actually running on the treadmill, you know what I'm saying, whichever one. But listen, all I'm saying is, man, listen, if you are going to be real about this life and you're going to have these lyrics that you're the boss and you're doing this, then you got to go through with shows like that. But you know what? You can still be a boss and play it safe and say, you know what? Three words. These niggas crazy. I ain't going out there.
Straight up. That's it. Keep that shit 100. You know what I'm saying? 1,000. That would be even better. Just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Don't be fooling your fans, making them think you're something else when you're really Correctional Officer Ricky. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Yo, we still got respect for the dude, though. But, man, all you had to do was just keep it real.
Keep that shit realer than real.
Keep it real. Well, yeah, we definitely appreciate your input. Focus, focus, my man. Yo,
indubitably. Definitely
keep it 1,000, yo. So definitely salute. And before we get off here, man, let the callers know how they can reach you and they can get a hold of you on Twitter and the whole nine.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Make sure y'all catch me on Twitter at HPocus2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. Go to ReverbNation.com/HPocus2. Get the free download. Listen to some of that good music. Become a fan. Whatever it is you might want to do. Or just type me in Google. I'm on that motherfucker. You'll find all my pages. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. All that shit. HPocus2. That's HPOKUS, the number 2. And make sure y'all check us out right here on Next to Blow Radio Wednesdays. I'm the host of No Good Hump Days, 6 to 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 to 11 Eastern. So just get with it. You know what I'm saying? We Next to Blow around here. Biatch.
Biatch. Love it.
Run that. Hey, he just ran that all across all y'all.
Much love to all y'all.
Good
show. What's going on,
baby girl? Go ahead and introduce that Run That track. I want to get into this track for everybody.
Oh, most definitely. This is a track featuring my little brother, Yak the Ripper. Well, actually, I'm featured on his track, you know what I'm saying? He came up with an idea for it. So this is that Run That. I think it's a Meek Mill's beat. We have to go ahead and just destroy it. So check this out for the artist style, baby.
Pistol in my pocket, choppers in the trash can. Call me trash man, better yet the coroner. Body bagging rap niggas and ain't nobody mourning you. Bloodshed, cold red, leave them on the floor dead. Nice scope, put a mark of bullet on your forehead. Watch how high that thing lift, my mama strip beat. Yeah, I got bars like state prison. But I thank God that I ain't never been a victim. I'm a product of my violence.
so I stay in the kitchen, whipping, cooking up. Man, I'm a trending topic. You go to Twitter, everybody trying to lick them up. Niggas trying to hustle, but the product ain't good enough. If you need a bird, I got homies that'll hook them up. Shout out to my nigga Doe, shout out to my nigga Bull. Fully loaded, highly heated, eating, so my clique is full. But I need more bread. I'm getting money off this rap shit, cause I got dope lines like a coke kid. Money making is my only prerogative. If the conversation ain't about money, I don't acknowledge it. I'm just to kill the track off any beat I'm demolishing. It's quick game camaraderie, it's honestly beast mode. Jump on a bandwagon to catch a bullet in your chest like T.O. Straight to the devil where he go. Bitch nigga better have my money, or I'ma send my fools out there to get it for me. Tell them run that, run that, run that. Tell that nigga run that. Bitch nigga better have my money, or I'ma send my fools out there to get it for me. Tell them run that, run that, run that. Tell that nigga run that.
Yeah. Nigga better have my cash. The one of the goonies go out and kick him in his ass. Run that shit fast. You ain't leaving with a pass. Stop the crash. But you better have my money in the bag. Acknowledge life is not as what it seems. I'm living in reality. You're living in a dream. It's like a twisted fantasy, but this shit isn't funny. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. $100 bills, y'all. $1,000 bills, y'all. Shout out to niggas making guap. I'm gonna kill y'all. I see a lot of people making. But still, y'all, y'all niggas done. I'm the hottest nigga still raw. Sushi roll with wasabi. Don't tell me that this bitch ass nigga chillin' in a villa lobby. Cause then he gon' be soddy and he probably be my shoddy. I'm taking what was owed to me, don't call this shit a robbery. Clip game, they say I'm too legit to quit, man. But fuck it, I'ma go on ahead and let my dick swing. And let these chickens spin it all up in that tummy. Of all I'm fucking bitch, count that money.
Bitch nigga better have my money. I'ma send my fools out there to get it for me. Tell them run that, run that, run that. Tell that nigga run that. Bitch nigga better have my money, or I'ma send my fools out there to get it for me. Tell them run that, run that, run that. Tell that nigga run that.
My bitch better have my money. Through rain, sleet, or snow, my hoe better have my money. Not half, not some, but all my cash. Because if she don't, I'ma put my foot in her ass.
That's some shit. I love it. Yo, we're back on Next to Blow Radio. Yo, we got callers in the queue. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to go live, just make sure that you hit one to go live. Again, the number 718-664-9115. Yo, we got Cleveland in the house.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you see that? We got Cleveland in the house. Like, they probably going to call in. You know, they probably going to call in and try to put you in a verbal headlock, though, because you said they said he was dirty. Oops, did I say that out loud?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought it was Cincinnati.
Hey, you know, we got some riders down there, too. But, yo, I definitely want to try to get into... If we can get into this caller from the 216. So, are we available to go today?
All right. 216-324. Caller, who is this?
All right, that's Smooth Dog from the land, baby. What's happening?
Smooth Dog. From that 216, from that land. What's going on up there, y'all?
Man, we be having the business, man. We doing it big, man. And the Cleveland, man, y'all got to show some love for the land.
Yeah,
y'all,
absolutely. We got love every time, man. Every time y'all want to come through, y'all can do anything, man. I got anything. So tell us what's going up there with, as far as the music goes. You got a group, you're solo. I mean, tell me what's going on. Let us know.
Man, what it is up here, man, how we doing it. Airtight Productions is about to blow. Man, everybody know what Ohio is. They came off of it from Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. Y'all got to give it up. For real.
Absolutely.
You know what the land do.
Yeah, y'all got, man, y'all had a couple of cats come out of Cleveland, though. Y'all had the Bone, y'all had, Ray Cash.
Ray Cash
came out. Yeah, Kid Cudi is actually still doing his thing. Yo, he got his specials on HBO right now that's going nuts right now.
Man, everybody's still making it happen. Everybody's doing it for Ohio, for sure, man.
All right, so Smooth Dog, man, the conversation of the night that we having right now is this whole Rick Ross thing, and it's funny though. So we got, you know, Rick Ross who canceled some shows out of North Carolina, and he said it was because of the promoter Sean Gee, but also this just happened to be coincidentally in the areas where some Gangsta Disciples had posted up some YouTube posts and said that if he come down there, basically it's going to be a little bit more of a misunderstanding. So what do you think, fact or fiction? Did he cancel it because of the promoter?
Man, I think he canceled it because Rick Ross, like I say, he's an actor. Oh, for real. Rick Ross, I mean, he the boss. He can claim to be the boss, but when it's time to deliver, you got to deliver.
Okay.
Don't continue to keep on saying you a boss and then don't go down there and deliver when you're supposed to deliver. Don't cancel no shows if you saying you a boss. Be a boss. And still do the show, still do every single thing that you supposed to do. But don't sit back and say you're a boss and you don't wanna, you know, do what you gotta do.
And you don't wanna deliver. All right, so would you respect him just as much if he'd have just said, you know what? That nigga's crazy. I ain't going over there.
Man, I respect him for that if he would have just said it out of his mouth. I don't want the drama. I don't wanna do nothing like that. I ain't gonna go that way. But just don't put your fans and put your people on the side just to cancel and don't say nothing. That's when you go down. So, you know, I'm a land boy and we gully. You don't do that with fans.
Absolutely.
So that's what's putting it to the mind off of it, that you ain't the boss that you say you are.
All right. That's what's up. So yeah. Also, man, we want to know. You know, you said Airtight Productions. Airtight Productions. I've actually done some work with them guys, man, in the past, and they definitely.
That lyrical, man. You know what the lyrical is, man. Right.
Yeah, they definitely get down with it, man. They definitely get down with it. I'm also some fans of them, man. I'm spread out through Ohio, man. I am finding this talent, and it's really not hard. It's really not hard to find, but. If you can let the listeners know where they can find the Airtight Productions music, whether it be YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, how can we find y'all?
YouTube, Twitter, or whatnot. We ain't on the Twitter accounts or whatnot. But if you go jump on my Facebook or whatnot, it's at Damon Dawson or whatnot. It comes off any of your music. We don't really get down on the really social media because there's a lot of bullshit on that social media. And, you know, you can get interpreted some shit, some crazy shit, and you don't even know what's real from real music. There's some shit that somebody just throwing on YouTube.
Absolutely.
The best way that you can really come here Airtight from Cleveland and everything is to come to Cleveland and then see how we really doing it for Ohio. That's how we promoting. That's how we branching off, because we bringing it from Ohio because we're the next to blow. And everybody got to understand that. You got
to
know
that. I like how you incorporated the name on that. Like, yeah, Ohio is next to blow.
Ohio.
Yeah, so...
He's known for that.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. So, yo, when we gonna get some Airtight music that is gonna be sent to the email so we can get y'all on, we can get y'all some airplay. Hopefully, even next week. Can we get that?
Oh yes, for sure. Yes, I already sent you a text. I was trying to keep it clean and whatnot and that thing. But Ted, you know I'm sending all of the music to your email first or whatnot, so you can get acting together. You know, man, we pushing this shit, and you know what we do. You know how
right,
we do this, huh?
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. So definitely, man, I'm going to have y'all call back next week. You and the rest of the Airtight, so y'all can introduce y'all song. We're definitely going to get that into rotation.
Okay.
I'm trying my damnedest. I'm trying my damnedest out here to get Ohio exposed on the map. I mean, we have callers from all over, from California all the way to London, England. And actually,
and I know that, man. And I know that, and I know everybody listening, too. And only thing I want everybody to listen from all of the states around there, man, I'm telling you, Ohio is here, and we coming in. And I'm loving this, man. I stayed up all night to listen to the Lyrical Incision so I can get a call through from Cleveland, from Ohio, to let you know that we're on our way, man. Ohio is about to blow. We the next.
That's
I heard y'all talking about California and everything. Everybody done did their thing. But Ohio, we ain't came out the gate yet.
All right, but so we gotta make sure you submit that music though, so we can get that into it. You know, we definitely appreciate you calling.
Hey, y'all had Bone Thugs and Harmony though. They came out of Ohio, so you can't say.
Y'all gotta know that. Yeah, we did. That came out of Ohio. Bone Thugs and Harmony, and it was the best things with Grammys and everything. But they didn't get the respect that they supposed to have. And the same thing, like when we had a lot of Cali callers. And what they do, they branched off of what Cleveland, Ohio was doing. Y'all know that new song out there, what they saying about that? We having a celebration. You know where that came from.
Oh, yeah, the game?
Yeah.
The game, yeah.
You
so
know where that came from? That came from Ohio, didn't it?
Yeah.
Ain't that like a honey track out here right now, but where did it come from?
Hey, that's all it is.
Hey, y'all can't forget your boy, though. You know what I'm saying? Coming straight out of Columbus, Ohio. Bow Wow.
Oh,
little Bow Wow.
Yeah, Bow Wow. That's why I say, you see how he doing so much things. He's out there. Now, don't you see he on 106 and Park right now? Hosting it like, hey. I'm
that's what it is.
That's Ohio.
He has to make himself relevant somehow. No, boy, let me stop.
Hey, I'm kind of with you on that one. Again, I think we allergic to some of that bullshit, right? So, I definitely appreciate you calling in from Cleveland. You know, make sure that you submit that music so we can hear back from y'all and all the members of Airtight next week.
Exactly, man. And I'm gonna lay it down for you too, though, man, because Airtight Productions came from Inner City Misfits. And then he said the Misfits from Cleveland is like one of the hardest groups that was in the land. It ain't get out there, just like Bone Thugs and Harmony. The same way, like Ray Cash.
I'm in Minnesota, so who you think came out of my state, like besides Prince?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, exactly.
Was one of the ones that came, and yeah, Prince, I think he just represented for everybody, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He just represented for the whole thing, but that ain't all what it's there. Everybody just look at it that way.
And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like the independent underground music is blowing up and it's getting more popular. The internet radio is getting more popular. You do find a lot of the, you know, mainstream artists going, you know, a lot of them are going indie underground, you know what I'm saying, and doing a lot of the internet radio, promo, media, all that stuff. They're doing that as well. It's becoming more popular. So I do salute it. Like all the artists, there's a lot of, you know, undiscovered talent out there that has not made it on TV. I mean, it doesn't even matter. Like, they're not, I'm not going to say they're not discovered because, or unheard because we heard them. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lyrical, you heard the artist. You know what I'm saying? Just not everybody heard of them yet. And it's going to be their time.
The and you got that white point, sweetie, because you say that because when, like you said, from Minnesota, only thing you read, only heard was Prince that came out of there. It's more stuff from there that nobody
like the
not a chance to even see. I mean, I'm talking about talent. I'm talking about other things. And
that's
why. And that's what I tell you, too. Everybody put Cleveland to the Bone Thugs and Harmony third. That Bone Thugs and Harmony third, everybody think that's all what Cleveland got is the Bone Thugs and Harmony. In Ohio, that is not it. It's a whole bunch more. That's why I respect you guys, because you put the talent out there to see, to let everybody know, no, that ain't just Bone Thugs and Harmony. They got so much things going in Cleveland and Ohio. And I respect you guys for that.
But you know what, though? I'm going to be 100. I work with a few members of the Bone Thugs and Harmony camp, and, you know, they do give back, and we are working with, you know, with underground artists. And, you know, I mean, they're definitely, they do give back to their city, though.
They do, too, and they do, too. And they work with everybody as well. And the only thing, they try to say it, too, that, oh, it ain't just us. It's a lot more people in Ohio that's really making it happen. All you got to do is open your eyes and just look at them. Don't just focus on Thugs and Harmony. Focus on these guys. We just opened up the door. We just opened up the door so you can see everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, speaking of Bone Thugs, where the fuck is Busy? Is anybody seeing Busy?
Man, I thought he was in the Natty.
Hey, no, he was actually just in Detroit the other day, you know what I'm saying? I am about to start looking for promoters and club promoters, booking agents, and if you guys want to book him, I do got to connect, so definitely hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Miss Queen C next to Blow Radio at gmail.com. That includes, you know, Lazy and Flesh as well. So if you guys, I just got the call today actually speaking of that, so make sure if y'all trying to book him or know anybody that wants to book him, features or whatever, definitely holler at me.
All right, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm actually trying to get my hands on Crazy Bone if I could. So, you know, I'm gonna have to call Miss Queen T up tomorrow so I can definitely get the plug in on that.
Oh. Also, if you guys are in Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul or anywhere in the Minnesota area, you guys are gonna be here December 20th. Make sure y'all come to the Myth. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Rock the Bells will be in the building, all five members. So make sure you hit me up. I need a day, so if y'all trying to get backstage with me or whatever, kick it. You know what I'm saying? I need a date to go with somebody, so hit me up. Not I really don't need no date, but
you might
if
get
y'all
one
trying
anyway.
To roll with me, hit me up.
You might get one anyway. Yeah, so definitely, man, Misfit. Misfit in the building, Airtight Productions, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in.
Man, for sure, man, and I'm glad y'all had me, because, man, I need to let everybody know, man, that Cleveland, man, we got a lot to go. Ohio itself, we're bringing some action, and then in the lyrical, you already know lyrical how we do.
Yes, sir. And, yes, sir. I definitely know. And what we need to do is let everybody else know how you're doing or what you're doing. So, you know, we definitely gonna push forward and make sure that we keep exposing Cleveland and surrounding cities and surrounding states in the Midwest and, you know, just all over the whole United States, man. We need to hold each other down because we the only people who going to do that.
Exactly, man. And, bring it back on home, Ohio, man.
All right, so we definitely.
Right, man.
Yep, so we will definitely be in touch, man. Yeah, we will definitely be in touch, and we want you to go ahead and submit that music, man, so we can go ahead and do this again next week, all right?
Okay, all right, but only thing I want you to say before I'm off of this phone call is that Ohio.
Ohio.
We know for that. Hey,
We know for that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can be out of there. Say that for me, man.
All right, Cleveland, Ohio, 216, you should know the math.
Exactly.
All right, yo, we got it in, man. All right, man. So, we got about a little 9 minutes left, though, before we...
You want to go ahead and get into another caller? You want to get in and then get into that song?
Yeah, let's get in one more caller, then we wrap that.
All right, let's go ahead and get into a caller out of the 651-319. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ricky D. I'm out in Minnesota.
Minnesota. See what I'm saying? Minnesota building, stand up. What's up?
Yeah, what's good? And I'm just calling in to request a song quick.
What's up? What's going on here?
What you got in mind?
I'm trying to hear the song Boy. I actually just sent it in your email a few days ago, and I just sent it in right now.
Cool. What's the email you're sending it to? Because we have different hosts 7 days a week, and everybody has a different email.
All right. Miss Queen, ENT next to Blow Radio.
Oh, well, that would be me.
Yeah.
That would be me. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and check my email real quick while we're on air and then try to upload that after the next song. So if you want to hold on for us real quick, and then we'll get back to you, okay?
All right. Yeah, good looking.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Let's take one more caller, and then we'll play it out.
Okay,
and we'll go ahead and end the show. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and shout this one out. We're going to say the next caller we have is 614-330. Tell me what your name is and where you're calling from, Blair.
Hey, they call me JB. I'm trying to get the song Nas If I Rule the World.
Oh, he want to go Nas If I Rule the World. All right. Yo, G, where you calling from, man?
Man, I'm calling from every area code, man. 330-340-614, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Lucia, New York City, Brooklyn,
stand up. Yo, he calling all over. Like, he's ripping everything right now. That's what I'm talking about. My man won't call in. He wanted to hear some lyrical game, though. And I don't blame you for that, man. So, yo, GD, you know what I'm saying, Mr. GD? So, I got a quick question, man. So, did you hear about the recent Rick Ross situation?
Nah.
All right. So check this out, man. You got Rick Ross, who canceled some shows out of North Carolina here recently, though, because he's on a nationwide tour. Now, he said that it was due to the promoter, Sean Gee, not being able to deliver, I guess, on promotions and things of that nature. However, this coincidentally just happened to be in the places where some gangster disciples from the gang, Gangsta Disciples, had posted up some YouTube videos saying that they were pretty much going to kill Ross if he had did the shows over there in North Carolina. So do you think this is fact or fiction that he actually canceled the shows due to the promoter, Sean Gee?
He's scared. He popped hard.
Okay, he popped out. All right. Yo, you hear people saying that, man, people are not really believing this story over here about this promoter not doing whatever he's supposed to do that a promoter's supposed to do. He said this is actually from the Gangsta Disciples that, you know, this is why he's canceling these shows, man. And it makes me feel a certain way because I feel like if he was really the boss that he makes him out to be, then, you know, would you respect the guy just to come out and say, man, listen, I'm not getting ready to get involved in that. I'm going to go ahead and cancel these shows because I want to protect myself and my entourage.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, just be stand up about it, though, for real.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm definitely on you, man. I'm definitely on your side, man. I'm feeling it. It's definitely that. So, yeah, man, we definitely appreciate you calling in, man. We're about to try to get that Nas. We got some other songs that we're going to play right beforehand, but we're going to see if we can actually get this Nas If I Rule the World on a switchboard for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yo, good looking calling in, man, next to Blow Radio.
That's what it is. Yo, Lyrical, go ahead and introduce this song. We
All
know
right.
for that.
All right, yo, so, yo, definitely, man, we are repping Ohio to the fullest. This is the song from yours truly, Lyrical Incisions. You see just a brief description on how commercial I can get, and we are putting Ohio on the map. So this is We Known For That, Ohio.
We're known for that. We're known for that. Yeah. Yeah. Right. On the path
passenger side. I go by incision, you can call me L.I. I'm in the mind. Haterism one day at a time. I float like a butterfly that catches in its prime. I'm too hot to handle, but too cold to hold. I can't be dismantled, I'm too hard to fold. Bottom line, I'm unpredictable, undeniable, unbreakable. Hometown is the old. We team my 17 seconds and counting. From the Latin with the hook, that's gonna keep y'all bouncing. We got wood on the dance,
we got
wood on the wheel.
We
the wood to roll backwards, now all my smoke is yield.
So feel, man.
We go hard in the paint. We turn the lights off and pray it don't think. Bottom line, we get those stacks with no salary cap, and we don't cut no slack. And we know
Ohio,
it.
Ohio,
on our own.
Red, break bread with certain hoes. Debating and they can shit us gate up 75. I take 70 east to the bus that's on my right. I show you right, come stay tonight. C-O-L-U-M-E-U-S, where we keeping it tight. Book out for life, we still survive. It's scarlet and gray and don't forget the white. I just begun, I'm 71. And in a couple hours, man, I'll be hitting 8 crawl. We gone to the next destination at last. Cleveland, Ohio, ho 216, you should know the map. Those Browns and those Indians and those Cavaliers. Ain't no need to fear, cause we be right
Ohio,
here. So,
Ohio,
the O and no, it don't stop.
No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop.
Standing at a pressure, open wounds, my people won't lie.
My people won't lie.
My people won't lie. The irony fighting society, what joy it brings to me.
Joy that it brings. Joy that it brings.
I'm a true Ohioan and we will always spread our wings.
The O, the H, the I, the O.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Ohio.
All right. Oh, please, 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 that's too much. Oh, please, that's too much. Oh, no. Oh, I love you, too. Whose draws is these? Oh, my God. All right, yo, Ohio loves me, man. Ohio loves me. Oh, don't love me like you do. So definitely, man, let's get into this last caller, man, because Ohio is loving me right now. But we got one more song left before we end the show, man, so we're going to bring the caller back on, though, so he can go ahead and introduce himself, his company, and his song, most importantly.
Definitely, and after this song, we're going to end the episode, and we appreciate y'all for calling in. And let's go ahead and do the outro, or I don't know, we can do the outro after the song.
Yeah, we
definitely
do that.
Let's go ahead and bring in the caller out of the 651. Caller 651-319, you live right now on Next to Blow Radio with your girl Miss Quincy and Lyrical Incisions. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Big Red. I'm out in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, out here up in 2OZNT.
Who you got in the background with you? Who there with you?
That's my boy Scripps Z. I'm with my boy Walter and my brother. You know, Scripps is on the label with me also. He's on this song.
All right, yo, tell them all I said. Tell them we all said what up, though, from Next to Blow Radio. Let me hear them. Matter of fact, man, if they listening, let me hear them say what up, though.
Okay.
What up, though? That's what I'm talking about right there. That's love. I like some dudes back there, man. Yo, so yeah, go ahead and introduce this cut, man, because this is This is the last song, the last cut of the night, you know what I'm saying? So we can definitely get that in. Please go ahead and introduce that song right now.
Well, yo, Lyrical, I'm having trouble real quick. Yo, y'all wait. I'm going to go ahead and get into a different song and then bring them back in because it's still loading. So just bear with me. I apologize.
You know what?
Don't kill me.
I know. I got a janky computer, too. I told you I need a new computer, so fuck
you,
me.
You know what? Yeah, you did say that, man. You know how to... Damn, boy.
Christmas
you know
is right around the corner. Christmas is right around the corner, so I need that.
Crowd, how do you feel about that?
What?
Ask the crowd how they feel about that. Crowd, how you feel about that?
How you feel? Well, how they feel?
You see how they feel? How they feel? They said... Oh... That's a shame.
Well, shit, fuck it. I'm gonna finish uploading this track, so just bear with me. We about to get into a track by Country Goon something.
Country
featuring
Goon?
Crucial Boy. Yeah, let's go ahead and get into this, and we can get back to the 651.
Piper, so now her feelings is strong. Shawty, you did wrong. Me and your nigga on. He know that we more than friends with my pictures all in your phone. Questioning, baby, why? Who is that other guy? If he thinking that it's me, cause when I'm near, she mesmerized. Her feelings she can't deny. She couldn't even if she tried. So when she tell you she love you, don't listen, cause Shawty lied. Made a promise, she say that'll never change. They true to me, but you, she only trying to run a game. She call me 32 flavors when she giving me brain. So she gotta be smart enough to know she ain't my main. Dang. Tell your girl she wrong. Blowing up my phone. Sending me texts saying she wanna get it on. Tell your girl she wrong. 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 Blowing up my phone. Sending me texts saying he gone, but come on. Tell your girl she wrong. 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 Your girl my favorite. Don't let it be shaking. New ground be quaking. She trying to shake shit. She calling my phone. From that iPhone that you bought her. So calm down, homes. Met her on Monday. She caught on Tuesday. You had to work late. So early Wednesday. She was at my place. Thursday and Friday. 2 days of vacay. Your check was still straight. She like the grind, so slowing on Biggie's secrets. And plus her name Vicky. Vicky be keeping secrets. Out on a weekend, she had a meeting, but she was sneaking, freaking and creeping. Tell your girl she wrong. Blowing up my phone.
Hey.
Sending me texts saying she wanna get it on. Tell your girl she wrong. 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 Blowing up my phone. Sending me texts saying he gone, but come on. Tell your girl she wrong. Tell your girl she wrong.
Girl, you know you wrong for that. Better go with that. Want me to hit it from the back while I'm putting it on your track. Salsa on the track. So I'm going inward. Beginners, I eat for dinner. And your girl is a sinner. She want me to be her nigger, but I can't even befriend her. She wants some wood in her like a splinter. Hello, what's up, who is?
Who is?
Don't worry about who I'm with.
What?
Hell no, I ain't finna send a pin. Man, please gon' get so big. Cause she killing me, really giving me more hell. So I put something in her mouth like some oral gel. Now my phone ringing like the doorbell. I let her talk to the voicemail.
Tell your girl she wrong. Blowing up my phone. Sending me texts saying she wanna get it on. Tell your girl she wrong. 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 Blowing up my phone. Sending me texts saying he gone, but come on. Tell your girl she wrong. Tell your girl she wrong. Tell your girl she wrong. Tell your girl she wrong.
All right. He said, let me put something in your mouth like or gel. Hey.
She want wood in her like a splinter.
That's Country Goon, She Wong, featuring Crucial Boy. Yo,
I need to stop judging songs by their title. Like you said, never judge a book by its title. Because when you first brought it on, I was like, oh, here we go. But I actually like that.
Yo, I know Hocus knows more about Crucial Boy than I. Yo, Hocus, that song is hot. I ain't even heard it.
Oh, yeah. That Crucial sent me that shit. Y'all got to check out my boy Crucial. He got a lot of good shit, for real.
Yo, I like that, man.
At CrucialBoy9, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter and shit, you know, Facebook, all that shit. That's some cool shit, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yo, we're, Hocus, we about to take our last call of the night and whatever, and then end the episode, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to know if you have anything else you want to say to our listeners. Anything else you want to say?
You know what, I can keep on going, so I just want y'all to check me out on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, pretty much. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and see what the fuck I'm about, you know what I'm saying. Hocus Pocus, get to know me, you know what I'm saying, DJ No Good. Holla, you know what I'm saying, that's all I got to say. So I'm over here fucked up, feeling good, driving to the music. Y'all did a good show, you know what I'm saying. I love it, for real.
Hocus, Lyrical said the same thing about my DJ skills, what you said last Wednesday.
Yeah, hey, you be on, though, for real, though. You on your shit.
Yeah.
You always do that shit, you feel me? I'm saying, for Blog Talk, nigga be vibing, you know what I'm saying? I'm really relaxed and cool right now, loving the show. Straight up.
It's always the white lady DJs who's doing the good jobs, aren't they?
Hey, for real, though.
Hey. Did you call me the one-legged DJ?
I said the white lady DJ.
Oh, I'm about to say, this woman got me
Hey, you got to have me spreading all type of rumors about her.
Damn, for real. Oh, she had a pig, man. That's some fucked up shit. Damn, man. You got
I don't know if y'all noticed, though, but she just sounded like Santa getting kind of close. It sounds like Santa getting kind of close, y'all. So don't forget. Y'all still need to, with y'all last paycheck, go ahead and go ahead and make it out. Go ahead and make it out and make sure you get some gifts for everybody.
Yep. I'm on that list too. You already know.
Get you them potato skins.
Yep.
So, yeah,
no, I need that for, you know what I'm saying? You stupid, yo. Lyrical,
yeah.
I just wanted to let the listeners know, thank y'all for tuning in. This your girl, Miss Queen T. Thanks to Lyrical for letting me co-host with him again. And make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T, MZQUEENT, at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. And hit me up on Facebook, Miss Queen T Promo. And pretty much check out the new logo, the new Next to Blow Radio logo. And, Lyrical, you got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, man, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who called in, man. You got the Airtight from Cleveland, Ohio, the Misfits. Y'all definitely appreciate them for calling in. C-Note for that track that I just love, man. Like, this is my life. Like that, I might even put that on regular rotation around here. And just to let people know that they can actually reach C-Notes on, C, the number sign, notes, on Facebook, and I am C-Note 614 on YouTube. Is, you know, he actually texted me back at it, though, because he was kind of mad that I told everybody just the Twitter $100 sign, so, you know what I'm saying, he was picking with me about that. But, yeah, I just want to send a shout-out to everybody who definitely supports me, who supports Queen T, Next to Blow Radio, because y'all do not know. Y'all are witnessing us at ground zero right now, and we're getting ready to build.
Yes, sir. And I totally agree. And, like, you know what I'm saying? We got hosts everywhere. We got listeners everywhere. Cali, Washington, Texas, Vegas, Atlanta, Philly, North Carolina, South Carolina, Jersey, you know, New York, Ohio, Minnesota, Florida, you name it, St. Louis, Chicago, even overseas, you know what I'm saying? And I do got to connect in Kenya, so just be aware and, you
hold
know.
Hold on. We got to connect where?
What? In Kenya.
What? You hear that? That's opportunity knocking right there. So, yo, big ups to everybody in Kenya as well.
And you know, I actually made that connection with Kenya out there. Yes, Kenya, you know what I'm saying? And I made a connection with them like three or four days ago. And I've been sick the last like 2 or 3 days, real, like just haven't got back to him. Today he told me my silence has been, no, he said my silence is too loud. So he basically he's saying I need to hurry the fuck up or something. I don't know.
There it goes. There it goes. I'm telling you, Queen T is queen promotions, man. She has never lied. I've never met anybody who promotes as hard as she do.
Yes, sir. So if you guys are looking for the international radio play, holla at me on Facebook. Y'all know me, Miss Queen T promo, Twitter, at Miss Queen T. And definitely holla at me. So if y'all interested in getting your music heard on the radios in Kenya, holla at me. So, but we're going to get into this caller, and I apologize for bringing this person in before with not having the song uploaded. But let's go ahead and bring him back in. Caller 651-319, Big Rick. In the building with the homies, Cottage Grove, Minnesota, in the building. What's up?
Nah, I'm just smoking on that bomb, kicking it, you know.
Matter of fact, if you smoking that good killer, let me hear you say, what up, though?
What up,
though? That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
Had to lick a couple of shots for y'all, man.
Yeah.
Big Rick, Lyrical, you want to hit him with one of the questions before we get into the song?
Matter of fact, go ahead, be my guest.
No, I'm going to let you do it.
All right.
It's your show.
So, since you got a couple of goons in the background, man, you know what I'm saying, I definitely had to hit you up with the question that we've been going on all night. You heard. All right, so about this Rick Ross situation, right?
Yep.
All right, about this Rick Ross situation, did he cancel these shows due to his promoter, Sean Gee, or, you know, was he scared because of the YouTube threats from the people in North Carolina?
Man, that's a tough question. I don't think Rick Ross is really scared, though, man. I think he holds his ground when it comes to people talking shit and getting at him like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't call him the big boss for nothing, you know. He's a big dude. I don't think he's real scared of that, you know. YouTube threats are YouTube threats, you know. You got people all over YouTube just getting at everyone that's out there doing their thing, and I mean, that's just because they're trying to kick someone down. Because they ain't doing what they're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Chief Keef, man. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that be hating him. He be doing his thing, though, you know. There's a lot of people threatening people just because they want to get looks and views on their YouTube videos. So, I don't know. I don't think Rick Ross is scared, though. You know, he never backs down from anything else, so.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so, yo, we got people who actually believe that Ross is not scared, though, but it was actually this promoter that was actually fucking some stuff up, though. So, hey, you do got both sides of it. You got both sides of the of people who are, you know, believing that Ross is a real stand-up dude. So, you know what I'm saying, I definitely appreciate that opinion, though, to kind of even things out, though, because a lot of people were one side and saying that he was, you know, that he was real scared. I'm just saying if it really was the case, I would have just loved for somebody just to come out and say, listen, man, Rick Ross didn't want to deal with the drama. He said, yo, these niggas crazy out here. Whoa.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you said, huh. Scaring people that way, you know.
You already know. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate that, man. But you know what I'm saying, without any further ado, we definitely gonna get into the one of the most anticipated songs of the night. You know, So go ahead and let the people know again where you're calling from, your name, and then go ahead and introduce the name of the track, y'all.
It's your boy, Big Rick. I'm out here in Minnesota. Shout out to Minnesota and everyone out there.
STP.
STP, you know, it's your track, Boy, by 2OZNT. Big Rick, Bo Nash, Grip Z, and Icy. Check us out on Twitter.
Check us out on Twitter. Your boy, Big Rick, and your boy, Scrib Z. That's SCRIBBZ23.
And that's your boy, B-I-G, at your boy, B-I-G, at Twitter.com.
That's what I like to hear, y'all. Let's get into this last song, y'all. Get into that song.
Too old. They don't know nothing about him. Let's tell them, boy. What we really about.
Smoking on that kush, boy. Never leave this game. Boy, blunt to the brain. Boy, money ain't the thing. Boy, smoking on that kush, boy. Never leave this game. Boy, blunt to the brain. Boy, money ain't the thing. Boy,
the brain, boy, we be bringing that pain, boy, you said you was a hustler, I came up and I posted like, fuck you, you don't wanna play, boy, I suggest you stay, boy, don't come across my way, boy, or get sprayed with the wave of the strays, that beat coming from the AK, boy, it's too old, boy, bitch, we be the same, put us in a circle, I guarantee nothing but green, be in between, we real G's. I got B.I.G. to vouch for that. He got in the wreck, now we bouncing back. But that pounce from cats, we bout that cash. Damn. You better believe it, I'm the meanest, I mean it. I be creeping the feet and finding the way to sink and to get the dough I needed. I leave it so competing if you got it in the end speaking. Okay, now I'm about to swing, boy. No, this ain't no game, boy. What you mean I ain't paid, boy? Money ain't the same, boy. I get it every day, boy. Ain't no need to hate, boy. Damn.
Smoking on that kush, boy. Never leave this game, boy. Blunt to the brain, boy. Money ain't the thing, boy. Smoking on that kush, boy. Never leave this game, boy. Blunt to the brain, boy. Money ain't the thing. Boy, smoking on that kush, boy, why you smoking that Reggie? Happy girl, when she met me, yeah, I probably fucked her already. Yeah, you know the kid, well, at least I know your bitch. I dicked her down once, now she say she love Big Rick. Look, ain't no one fuck with my click, life's a bitch, so I rub her quick. Counting all the cash, I'ma come up quick, like I'm leaving things, cause I'm the shit. Boy, I don't put kush in the air, cause I think I blew it. Take a step back and watch B.I.G. do it. Smoking on that kush, boy, never leave this game. Boy, blunt to the brain, boy, money ain't the thing. Boy, smoking on that kush, boy, never leave this game. Boy, blunt to the brain, boy, money ain't the thing. Boy,
I'm blowing on the purple head, going in suckers, doing tricks on these niggas like Tom and the suckers. I smoke more reef than cheap, they blow more trees than B.O.W.G. Got more beef than cow meat. I'm bad as fuck, don't need the proof. We miss my own shit, coming harder too. I'm on the mic, I'm in the booth. Sipping gold, sipping on my juice. Just got loose, party go in just like auto cruise. So many bitches, which one to choose? Eat that pussy like noodle soup. To the top, we in pursuit. I never quit, cause we refuse. Number one, ain't that challenge. Icy too, oh nigga, that salad.
Smoking on that kush, boy. Never leave this game, boy. Blunt to the brain, boy. Money ain't the thing, boy. Smoking on that kush, boy. Never leave this game, boy. Blunt to the brain, boy. Money ain't the thing, boy.
Too old. Yeah, we on the beat, killing shit, running shit like a motherfucking track meet. Yeah, athlete, connected out popping niggas like what's up, pimple to some deadly friendly acne. That's fancy, but I don't really know why these sucker rappers wanna try to rap me. It's sad, this, cause they bitches stay on my dick, but everything that good doesn't go, so I stay super fast. You say, fuck me, nah, nigga, fuck you. Fuck your bitch and your homie and your whole damn crew. Can't do what it do, cause I do what it does. I'm proud to the people, cause they knew what it was, but hey, I don't give no fucks. Hot light, coffee with a pocket full of Starbucks. Don't play with toys, little boys, no kids or rest. Haters hate on us later when we ride a tour.
Smoking on that kush, boy, never leave this game, boy, blunt to the brain, boy, money ain't the thing, boy, smoking on that kush, boy, never leave this game, boy, blunt to the brain, boy, money ain't the thing, boy.